The Albatross and Other Stories, written by Susan Hill and read by Maggie Ollerenshaw.
The Albatross. It was Wednesday. He had gone along the beach as usual for the fish. Nobody else bought fish that way now, in small individual pieces, straight from the men. Nobody else. He always felt ashamed, trudging very slowly along the great sweep of shingle, the paper for it ready under his arm. He did not want to get there. He saw the men in their little dark huts, lined up behind the boats, felt them looking out at him, laughing. Though they were easy enough with him when he was there. They said nothing as they slit their long knives down the belly of a fish and gouged out the slippery pink innards, looking at the weight of the piece they had given him, guessing a price. And Duncan said nothing to them, had never done so, in all the time he had been coming down here, nothing at all, after he had asked for what he wanted. Only smelled the oil and brine and tar of the huts, and the thick tobacco from their pipes. Only shifted his boots upon the wooden floor. He dared not wonder what they really thought of him, or how they talked. As he went away, back towards Tide Street, his heart still thumping inside him, with relief after dread. At Todd's fish shop in Market Cross, it was different. There were the grained, stained boxes piled up against the wall, from Grimsby and Yarmouth and Hull. There were kippers and mackerel and turbot and pink spotted plaice upon the slab. "You don't go buying any of our fish from that Todd's, thank you, and you go down the beach like I tell you. That's what we've always done, isn't it? I'm not paying good money in aid of Todd's gold-painted signs and fancy new refrigerators." For once, years ago, he was pushing her wheelchair down Market Cross. There had been a great blue lorry and seven men heaving a new refrigerator into Todd's shop. Later on came the newly painted sign, swinging in the east wind. She had never forgotten. So that he must still go every Wednesday morning, or else in the late afternoon, when he returned from the big house, down to buy just enough for the two of them, from the fishermen on the beach. It was always Wednesday. "Not cod," she had told him, over and over again, and written it down with one of the thick black carpenter's pencils she kept all about the cottage. She underlined the words twice as he waited. "Not cod." "There's only cod, boy," the man said. Davy Ward this time, the only one of them in the huts. Davy Ward with the scarlet burn down one side of his face, making the skin shine. He had turned and slung the fish guts into the bucket with the rest, rolling the cod up briskly into Duncan's paper. "Nothing much but cod this time of season." Duncan stood dumbly, alarmed by the huge size of the man in the tiny hut. He did not know whether one man looming over him were as bad or worse than all of them together, talking. Davy Ward delved his thick fingers about in the pockets of his trousers, feeling for change. Outside it was all but dark, the January sky like slate, and moving with clouds. The beacon flashed green, on off, out to sea beyond the breakwater. Duncan walked down nearer to the waterline, and then away, face into the wind, listening to the crunch and chop of his rubber boots as they bit into the shingle.